Luis, now these four experiences, I think, all had something to do with your psychic abilities. Because
yes, most of all, George, you mentioned earlier if I was regressed and hypnotized.
Right.
And I did. Following this experience, I start to kind of look into that UFO things, and I connected with a person, and this person set me up in Victorville with two top hypnotherapists. And what they did with me, they put a few cameras around me, and they froze the first frame, and they froze the last frame like an hour and a half later. And the only thing that has changed is me being totally wet as I explain what happened to me when we disappeared, so to speak. What did happen as soon as we passed the Jamboree sign and high five and going to L.A., we were sucked into the belly of a flying saucer. And what I describe, it's scary. But I have the video in front of me, and sometimes I'm even scared myself to look at it again. I am in the car, and I'm saying to my wife, honey, just relax, it's okay. She's screaming. She is literally beating me. She's all afraid. And I say, it's okay, honey. I've been there. I've done that. It's just fine. Two people are going to come, and it's going to be fine. And there they are, those two guys, those three guys,
mm-hmm.
big, big, tall person that I've seen in the French mountains. Those tall gray, those tall blondes, the Nordics, they came. They were dressed in a silver suit. They opened the car, the door of my car, and they led me to a door. They stay outside. I enter a little room, which happens to be like a decontamination thing. I am looking through a little window, and I saw the earth the size of a football, to tell you how far it was. And it gets really, really hot. And this is where you see me in the video, literally dripping water. You see me, all that coming out of myself, all the water. And then after a certain time, I know it's time for me to go to another area, but I have to go through the main room. And then I can see and I describe all the grays. I describe those that are flying the saucer, those that are doing the dirty job, cutting the cows, the dignified robots or the grays, and they are supervised by other tall blondes inside of the flying saucer. I am now going to a screen, and I am watching my wife being cut off. They are actually taking the fetus out of my wife. Brigitte was pregnant. And they took the fetus, and after the experience, she has a cut of 2 inches above the airline. It is cut like with a laser. And trust me, this scar was not there before. You could be sure of that. Not the area well. But,
oh, my. Well, had you known that she was pregnant at that time?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. But It was weird. I saw her, and I felt like guilty because I felt like I agreed with that. I can't explain it to you. Then they're doing all that work on her. That's probably why psychically she felt they were going to take our child, and then that led to a divorce afterwards, because you cannot say the word UFO or flying saucer next to Brigitte. You can't. Absolutely not. She freaks out immediately. So... And that led to our divorce after 13 years of marriage.
And sadly enough, every time she saw you, she remembered this episode.
You got it. She psychically, she connected with that. She built up a psyche, and I couldn't get rid of the phobia because at that time I was not an hypnotherapist. So basically, I knew it was time for me to go to another room, and that's where it did happen. I went into the small room, and I sat on a chair. I was like a crystal clear, and I was sitting on that chair, and then something like a helmet type of thing came from the center of the roof above my head and comes down all the way to my nose. And I was not attached and I was not tied to anything. I was free to move, but I didn't feel like I could move. And all of a sudden, I felt a mixture of electricity and concrete and steel and energy going through me, where I was actually downloading information on what is the purpose of Jupiter, and how the human psyche is responding to the structure of the universe, how our brain, being a computer, responding to the outside stimuli produced by the stars. I gather that cosmic consciousness in a fraction of a second. It's like, for example, let's talk about radio and television, because you are on the radio.
Right.
Radio and television is controlled by a planet called Mercury. Mercury is called in Greek mythology the messengers of the gods. The planets that control Mercury controls the sign of Gemini. Incidentally, our Bell was born in June.
Sure was. So was I.
Then again, you see, there is no accident. So all of those born into the sign of Gemini are what you call messengers of the gods. In Greek mythology, Mercury is the god who has wings on his heels and brings the mail to other gods, so to speak. But he does the same with Jupiter. Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system. And it was said by the extraterrestrial when they build up this solar system with such a big mass, so that Jupiter, being called in Greek mythology the great protector, could act because of his gravitational force as a vacuum to attract all the debris before they come on Earth.
So true. So
and kill
true.
Life as we know it.
Yes.
So, including the moon. The moon is bombarded with craters.
How did the Greeks, in those days, thousands of years ago, how did they know this?
Well, the Sumerian and the Atlantean, 35,000 years ago, carved the clay tablets. You know Zachariah, do you?
Sure, absolutely.
Sitchin. Yeah, Zachariah Sitchin is also a good friend of mine. And his line of work is exactly like mine. But Zachariah works on a logical level when I work from the archetypal realm of consciousness. So it's like, to answer your question, there is so much knowledge that has been cast aside in the name of science or religious poisoning, because again, knowledge is power, and power is your option to establish emotional, financial, and spiritual stability. So there is organization out there that are not exactly interested in bringing you knowledge and awareness so they can manipulate you. So all this knowledge, in the name of ignorance, religious poisoning, has been cast aside, and I was lucky enough to go through that experience so I can bring it back to mankind. Because, then, you know, what cannot be seen, accepted, or conceived just now doesn't mean doesn't exist.